You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Her argument was that Trump and many of his supporters have politicized the American flag. The attacks on her today are ill-informed and grounded in bad faith.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
This is all, I mean, it's just all so ridiculous. We wanted to bring on our friends over at the Babylon Bee who are going to be joining us regularly. You know Kyle Mann and Ethan Nicole. And before I even get started, I can't believe I just now realized this. So Kyle, first off, he's Babylon Bee's editor-in-chief. Ethan is the creative director. And Ethan, I just now realized, I knew what your handle was, but I only just actually started watching X-Cop. And I don't know if it was because of that or what. I just now realized your handle and the significance of that show. And I was watching that ridiculous show. I've been watching it. Now I put two and two together. Was it because, I have to ask you before I go any further, or maybe you like Axe Cologne? I don't know.
Axe Cop was completely created. I had a 5-year-old brother when I was 24, which is a unique situation. And he wanted to play cops, but he didn't have a toy gun. He had a toy axe. So he said, let's play Axe Cop. And so I ended up creating this comic that went viral and became a TV show.
That is the coolest thing ever. Because we've been watching the show and I'm like, this can't, oh my gosh, it is hysterical. And my kids love it. We've been watching it. Chris is watching it. And I'm trying to remember what episode we're on now. I don't even remember where we are. They just babysat. Axe Cop just babysat.
Yes.
Yeah. Robot versions of himself. So that is amazing. I can't believe I didn't put two and two together until just now. I feel horrible. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
It's okay. I have many hats that don't seem connected.
My kids may bust up in here because if they know that you're talking right now and that you, because they're fans.
Little chubby doll in that episode is my voice. I'm going... A little high chubby doll.
That's pretty cool. If you guys haven't watched Axe Cop, you're going to think this is not real. They cannot maintain this. It's so over the top. But it's it is hysterical. It's like the guy gets a call and he's like, hello, a war. I'm on my way. It's just too funny. All right. So get serious stuff because you guys are like ready for like you have your completely asymmetrical laptops. You guys are ready for battle.
Right.
I have to get your reaction to that Fauci clip that we played because he's now trying. It's like he's trying to shame people and saying that if you're criticizing me at all for the, you know, that email that I wrote where I was telling the Sylvia lady that the masks are completely ineffective while I was simultaneously telling you to wear two of them at the same time, then you're criticizing science. This I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that him claiming that he's like the god of science is going to work in saving him. I want to get your guys' reaction to this.
Well, we personally believe everything that Dr. Fauci says, and we're offended that you would attack science in this way.
Yeah, I'm completely pro-science.
And we're pro-science. So you're saying you're anti-science? Is that what you're saying right now?
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Going on the record?
Yes, I'm quizzical about the anti-science of Fauci. I think that's I'm trying to think of like the safest, most vanilla way for a way that I can put that, because that's kind of what it is, right? That's how they set it up. Like if you have one question about, okay, so people who already had coronavirus, do they have natural immunity? Well, we don't know. And how dare you question science? Wait, what? It's everything, the whole conversation around the pandemic and what to expect and how we can prepare so that we don't have to do this again. I feel like it's just becoming dumber and dumber.
It is becoming dumber and dumber, which is amazing because it's already started out pretty dumb.
Hey, that's our nickname.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, Dumber and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumber and Dumber.
Everything else about it is misinformation. And I don't know, like they've done more to fact check you guys. I've seen more fact checks about the stuff that you guys write at Babylon Bee more than I do with the stuff that anything that I've seen related to anything Deborah Burke has put out, anything Fauci has said. Fauci's been using the same line. Not only was he talking to 2 Buck Chuck over there, but he was also talking with Rachel Maddow and he said that same line. Like, well, these people are actually attacking science. They're attacking science. They're criticizing science. So that's the new line. And it feels like he's hoping that this catches on. Do you guys kind of get that as well? And who's going to push back against him?
Well, when they attack us, they are attacking comedy.
Yeah, why do you hate comedy? people who attack.
You're attacking laughter.
Well, but this is something that the left does. You know, this is what they did with climate change. You know, if you don't agree 100% with them on climate change, it's, you know, you disagree with science. If you don't agree exactly with them on gun control, you want kids to die. Like, yeah. It's just, they just established this thing that we all want. Like, we all like science, but then they say, well, we're science.
Yeah, we're science. And it just, I wish that there was more pushback, at least from media on this issue. And I also wanted to get your guys' response or kind of your thoughts as to what, actually I have two issues. I wanted to put up the Mara Gray thing, but also if you or I or anybody else had tweeted out some of the stuff that Hunter Biden has written in text messages. Now, I guess that's from his laptop that he said was his, maybe not, that he forgot because I guess he has the money to just like leave laptops everywhere, just like forget them. He'll just buy a new one. But the text messages that have come out about this, his dad just gave this big speech in Tulsa about racial healing and racial reconciliation and how America's still pretty racist. And then his son, these emails come out like not even a week later where his son's dropping the N-word like it's going out of style. And he's talking to his white attorney and saying, don't charge me Hennessy prices. That's like an actual direct quote from one of his texts. I don't see anything else about this except poor Daily Mail. They got this exclusive and nobody cares about their exclusive. Have you guys seen it?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
No. I have no idea. I'm obsessed with science. I don't know. If you guys tweeted that, you would get suspended. You would get banned.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a mystery where the president's son could have learned language like this.
I know. I don't know how he would have learned that. Where did it come from?
I have an idea.
Kane, you have an idea? What is your idea, Kane?
Well, the apple doesn't fall. Oh, wait, apples are racist.
Apples are racist. Apple pies are racist. Wait, you guys know that, right? Apple pies racist?
I forgot about that. That's another thing.
Yeah. Don't eat it. You're racist.
We didn't brief them on that story, but
they know already.
The nut doesn't fall too far from the tree is basically what I'm saying.
Yes. Mm. That also. Yeah, you can't say apple because then you're just like doing a double duty. Racism's there. Yeah. That's not good. No, his dad had he eulogized a guy, a Klan member who was, and I don't know the hierarchy of the Klan, but he was like an exalted Cyclops. That's not Warhammer, right? That's the Klan. I'm not insulting Warhammer because we have Warhammer in my house. So let's not, I'm not going there, but I'm just saying it's like what is the other thing with one eye? That's the Cyclops. Yeah.
Dan Crenshaw. He's Emperor an exalted Cyclops.
Yeah, the Emperor of Man.
Oh my God.
Don't mind. Sorry, that was bad. That was a compliment.
Can't hear that.
We exult.
Well, we enjoyed being on air with you guys. Bye. Oh my gosh. No, but it's he eulogized Robert Byrd and then he fought. He didn't want his kids going to school with minorities. So yeah, I'm not surprised that he learned all of that he came out like this. But this guy was at the White House. I mean, he was at the White House, Kyle and Ethan, with his dad. Like, I'm looking at pictures of him with his baby, one of his babies, with his dad at the White House after the inauguration. And he was there for, like, some other ceremonies. I mean, this is a guy. I don't know how anybody can take Biden seriously when this apparently is sanctioned.
I don't know how anybody takes Biden seriously either.
Yeah.
That's a mystery.
No matter what.
It is a mystery.
Well, we're just offended that the press would attack the president's son. That is off limits.
His right. child?
The child, yeah. Man. How dare you?
It's just a kid.
It's like it's Baby Yoda. The child.
The child. Now I need to see the Photoshop of
the Biden child.
Of the Biden child.
Hunter's older than Baby Yoda, I think.
I think I need to see a Photoshop of Hunter Biden's baby that he's carrying him.
Yes.
The Bidling.
The Bidling. Oh, tell me, you guys, where you guys stand on this ongoing fight with the New York Times, because for those of you who don't know, the New York Times said that Babylon Bee, which is, I mean, literally, it's a satire site. It's a site where they are hysterical and they're funnier than the Onion and they're incredibly creative. And they sent out, the Times published a piece back in March where they were saying that you guys were misinformation because you're bad people.
Yes, which is true. We are bad people, but we are not misinformation. And in March, they published this article. It wasn't even about us. It was about someone else. some political cartoonist, and they just mentioned offhand, they just said, oh, you know, there's some far-right misinformation sites out there trying to trick people. You know, for instance, like the Babylon Bee. And we're like, what? And we kind of let it lie for a while. They edited it, but it still kind of suggested that we were a far-right misinformation site. And we decided, you know what, we're not going to take this lying down. So we sent a letter to the New York Times from our legal department telling them to issue a retraction. And as of yet, they have not responded.
No response, no retraction. I'm curious, were you guys penalized on like social media in any way? Because usually if somebody like the New York Times or any kind of, you know, Fourth Estate outlet tries to insinuate that you're misinformation, usually then all of a sudden Twitter or Facebook respond. What kind of penalty did you guys get from all of that?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, the algorithm is so opaque, you don't really know what's going on back there. But that is the fear, and that's the reason we have to fight back, is because the more outlets that call us misinformation or say we're trying to deceive people, the more ammo you give to sites like Snopes to fact check us, the more ammo you give to Facebook to demonetize us and censor us, because they can say, oh, look, the New York Times called you misinformation. So it's this mm-hmm. weird circle where they're all referencing each other, calling us misinformation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's easy to take your satire very seriously because it does. You guys acquired Joel Osteen's emails, and I don't know if there's a story that I'm more interested in than this.
Right. It's an exclusive. That's a hot bombshell we dropped this morning.
Yes.
So, you know, we're journalists out there. You got to support fake journalism, people.
That's right. I mean, some of these are pretty, I mean, you published some pretty juicy, I mean, this is an exclusive for Babylon Bee, some pretty juicy Joel Osteen emails. Like, he said, what the heck, at one point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's almost as bad as Hunter Biden's, you know, words that he used, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is worse. This is, and he was writing this to Lamborghini Houston. Looking at this.
Yeah, he was upset and it hasn't come in yet, so. Yeah,
these
published.
Are really bad. Some of them sometimes you really hurt my feelings. Blessings, Joel. That's how you know it was really him, because blessings.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's, even when he's mad, you know, he's smiling.
Right. So, I mean, I can't believe that anyone would say that would try to target you guys like this. Or, for instance, you got a great quote from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Everyone's pay should be equal, but my pay should be more equal than others.
Yeah, that's true.
That's,
I mean, no one else would break that story, and we brought it to you. So, yeah.
No, I think that's that. I mean, this is the reporting that America needs. Like Blue's mm-hmm. Clues to be guest hosted by Jared from Subway.
Yeah, Jared Fogle. You know, they did the Drag Queen episode, and they followed it up with you know, the next logical step.
What a great ad tie in there as well with the with the Subway sandwich.
Yeah, we're breaking the news.
I can't even keep my like voice even. I'm like, what a great tie-in with the sandwich. This is great. But yes, and you did write, you have the experts are completely baffled as to where Joe Biden's son could have learned all of that racist language. This is some of the reporting from our friends Kyle and Ethan over at Babylon Bee. Experts across the nation are scratching their heads after a series of unearthed text messages showed Biden's son Hunter using racist and sexually charged language. He was probably hacked, I'm sure. I'm sure, like, yeah. Joy Reid was. I'm sure that it was probably, there's like that hacker that only hacks Democrats, doesn't take any of their information, and then says like super specifically bigoted stuff. And then goes away.
Yeah, it's the same hacker.
What color of hat is hacker?
What color hat?
Yeah, is that a white or black or a rainbow hat?
It's a MAGA hat.
It's a MAGA hat.
It's the MAGA hat hacker. Probably the same people who did Colonial Pipeline, right?
Yeah, the same one.
The exact same people.
Yep.
So we're gonna be hanging out with you guys regularly. In case anybody missed us talking about this. We're going to be talking to you guys once a month. You guys are going to be joining us once a month, and we're going to be going over the very important issues of the day. And also, I'll be going over my Axe Cop watching. And we're going to deep dive into all of this stuff, and we're also going to see how many times you guys get called misinformation by other media outlets in the same week. Because, you know, at some point, I'm just every day I wake up and I'm looking, and when I see your tweets in my timeline, I'm like, okay, good. They haven't been suspended yet, but there's always that yet. because they suspended Naomi Wolf, and I'm like, it's only a matter of time before they come after you guys, right?
Certainly a win and not if question for us.
Kyle Mann, Ethan Nicole, the folks over at Babylon Bee, we appreciate what you guys do, and we're excited to hang out with you guys monthly now, so we appreciate the time. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
There's a little Cowboy Bebop there, or Yakko Cano. So imagine being this guy. This is WHDH. This guy, this Connecticut man. Can you imagine the fear that he felt like the last seconds of his life? This is awful. I'm not making light of this. A 65-year-old Connecticut man was killed when his motorcycle hit a bear. Thomas Kovalak of Plymouth was driving a 1995 Harley-Davidson on Route 222 in Harwinton. And he crashed into a bear at about 10:30 p.m. Saturday, Connecticut police said. He was thrown from the motorcycle, God bless him, and landed in the road. He was taken to the hospital where he did not make it. I just know what it's like if, you know, I'm driving and there's a squirrel in the road. And I'm like, I hate them, but at the same time, I just can't bear it. And then, you know, like those last seconds right before, I can't even imagine if you're on a bike and it's a bear. It's terrifying. A new dinosaur species was discovered in Australia. It's considered to be one of the world's biggest. So this is in Sydney. Scientists, they've confirmed this. They say that this is about a decade after cattle farmers first uncovered the bones of this animal. It's a plant-eating sauropod, and it lived in the Cretaceous period between 92 million and 96 million years ago. So for Joe Biden, not that long ago, when Australia was attached to Antarctica. Paleontologists say that it reached a height of 5 to 6 meters at the hip, 25 to 30 meters in length. So it's as long as a basketball court and tall as a two-story building. That's insane. And they said it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's called Australotitan Cooperinensis.
Sure,
that works. Yeah, that works. There's your science lesson for today, kids. Science. There's a fight over mini golf. I don't like mini golf because it just is. I hate it to death. I hate mini golf. One guy got into a fight over a game of mini golf. He does look regretful in his mugshot. This man, Have de Grace man. He's being held on two counts of first degree assault. He got into a fight in Ocean City over miniature golf, and he ended up stabbing two people because of mini golf. Ban mini golf. We need common sense golf control, right? We got a lot more coming up. Stay with us. This Mara Gray stuff. We have the original on that, yeah? That when she was on MSNBC and she was talking about how she went to... where did she say she was in? She's in Martha's Vineyard, right? Hold up, let me put this. I want to make sure. Oh, no, sorry, Long Island. I was in Long Island last weekend, and she went on one of those. What's it like to go on vacation, Mara? So she went on. Listen to her. Go ahead, play her.
This is really going to continue. I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country.
I don't understand how flying the American flag suggests that. Now, Mara Gray with the New York Times, the New York Times really wanted to defend her. And I thought it was just so ridiculous, the defense that they gave. They said that people were purposefully taking her out of context. She said that people were trolling her with the American flag and she tried to play the race card, which other black commentators, right and left, smacked her for. They said, no, no, no. You said something that is actually offensive to a lot of people. This has nothing to do with you being black. Stop it. And then she said she was the one who brought race into this. She was the one who suggested that she was the one who used the race card. And so the New York Times, this is what New York Times Communications tweeted. New York Times editorial board member Mara Gray's comments on MSNBC have been irresponsibly taken out of context. Her argument was that Trump and many of his supporters have politicized the American flag. The attacks on her today are ill-informed and grounded in bad faith. That was their tweet. Those of you who have ears, like, go ahead and hear. I'm saying that's, we heard her. She didn't end the sentence with psych. She said what she said.
But her being upset about flags is politicizing it, though. I don't understand how she can just skirt that whole responsibility of politicizing on the people that are just flying their flags.
Mm.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's not, it's just, it's being used, it's just so, the Trump flag, it's disturbing. Since we're talking about flags, I know we had just Memorial Day, but this is Pride Month, and I don't care if you want to, you know, celebrate whatever you want to celebrate, but if we're going to have a discussion about flags and how you think that it's, you know, exclusive and all this stuff, it's just weird because it's the whole Pride Month and companies are busy falling all over themselves, wrapping themselves in a rainbow flag. You have the State Department arguing about the BLM flag. Interesting. And I mean, if you want to have a conversation about a flag that is, that just preaches exclusivity without actually vocalizing a single syllable, I can't think of anything more than BLM flag.
And those two flags are probably the most politicized that I can think of.
Yeah, that's like literally politicization as a flag,
yes.
Right? Wow. That's just, it's very interesting to me. Hmm. And that the New York Times is like, you people are just stupid for hearing her words and accurately noting what she said. We can hear. Don't gaslight us. Your Stasi crap is not going to work on us. No. I'm going to actually start using that. I'm just going to call all this gaslighting BS exactly what it is. It's a bunch of East German Stasi crap. That's what it is. I'm done.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Woo! a Florida man crashed his plane while flying to Arcadia to get tacos. This is, sounds like, I mean, really, he went to go get tacos. It's admirable. Collier County, Florida. Jose Ascara says he and his pilot friend were flying from Miami to Arcadia. They were going to get some tacos on Tuesday. What? but the engine of their small plane failed, and they landed in a remote area of the Florida Everglades. Thankfully, miraculously unscathed. I mean, this is like the most wholesome headline from Florida ever. They said, we were 2,000 feet and we had engine failure. We looked at each other and we're like, we're alive. This doesn't happen very often. That's what he said. That was his quote. They had a Miami-Dade fire rescue chopper hoisting them up into the helicopter one at a time using a harness. The picture, though, like this, I mean, they landed their plane in this field, and one of them was on the phone just standing out in the field looking up at the chopper. I'm glad that they were okay. That's actually pretty, I mean, they had engine failure, and it was like pretty good. He did a pretty good job. He goes, this was not a good day to get tacos. He goes, but we are going to get tacos later. I'm like, yeah, stay with that mission. Let's see here. A Florida man stabbed another Florida man with a sword because of a television remote. He looks like if Rasputin and Gandalf had a baby and fed it meth. That's what it would look like. This guy. And because, Kane, you need to see this too. There it is. Well, I think actually you saw this. Yeah, this is Titusville, Florida. Two Florida men were arguing over a television remote control. Christopher Glenn was arrested Monday. This is like the fourth headline this year of somebody getting freaky with a sword. He's facing a charge of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. According to police, investigators responded to an apartment unit, and they found the victim with stab wounds. The victim, Robert Baker, was outside. He had non-life-threatening injuries. Glenn, they said, was inside. He would not come outside because of a disability, he said. But he said that he did stab Baker, and that if he had better aim, he would have gutted him. That's his direct quote to the police. Well, at least he's honest.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.